कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जना वल्लभ किरवर धारी। गोपी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरवर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारिन। यमुना तीरावन चारिन। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद। जय जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभु। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयुराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतिवस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयुराज कचार्य श्रोत अरिषत दिवैंगेश्वर भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। तय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। हरे कृष्ण। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्तराधाकान्तनमोऽस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तविंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 35। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम। स्वराज्यं यच्छतो मोध्यामानो मे भीक्षितो बत ईश्वरार्थ शीनपुण्येन फलीकारान् इवाधन। स्वराज्यं यच्छतो मुद्ध्या मानो मे भीक्षितो बत ईश्वरार्षीन पुण्येन फलीकारानि वाधना। स्वराज्यं यच्छतो मुद्ध्या मानो मे भीक्षितो बत ईश्वरार्षीन पुण्येन फलीकारान् इवाधना। स्वराज्यं यच्छतो मोध्या मानो मे भीक्षितो बत ईश्वरार्षीन पुण्येन फलिकारानिवाधना। स्वराज्यम यच्छतो मध्यान मानो मे फलिकारनिवाधना। स्वराज्यम यच्छतो मध्यान मानो मे भीक्षितो बता ईश्वरार्षीन पुण्येन फलिकारानिवाधनः। माताजीस वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। स्वराज्यम हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस यच्छतः फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड हु वॉज विलिंग टू ऑफर मध्यात बाय फुलिशनेस मानः मटीरियल प्रॉस्पेरिटी मे बाय मी भीक्षितः वॉज आस्ट फॉर बट अलास ईश्वरार्ट फ्रॉम अ ग्रेट एम्परर शीन रिड्यूस्ड पुण्येन हूज पायस एक्टिविटीज फलिकारान ब्रोकन पार्टिकल्स ऑफ हस्ट राइस इव लाइक अधनः अ पुअर मैन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। बिकॉज ऑफ माई स्टेट ऑफ कंप्लीट फूलिशनेस एंड पॉसिटी ऑफ पायस एक्टिविटीज ऑल्दो द लॉर्ड ऑफर्ड मी हिज पर्सनल सर्विस आई वॉन्टेड मटीरियल नेम fame and prosperity. My case is just like that of poor man who when he satisfied a great emperor who wanted to give him anything he might ask, out of ignorance asked only a few broken grains of husk rice. Purport. In this verse, the word swarajyam, which means complete independence, is very significant. A conditioned soul does not know what complete independence is. Complete independence means situation in one's own constitutional position. The real independence of a living entity who is part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead is to remain always dependent on the Supreme Lord. Just like a child who plays in complete independence, guided by his parents who watch over him. The independence of conditioned soul does not mean to fight with the obstacles offered by Maya, but to surrender to Krishna. In the material world, everyone is trying to become completely independent simply by fighting against the obstacles offered by Maya. This is called struggle for existence. Real independence is to be reinstated in the service of the Lord. Anyone who goes to Vaikuntha planets or Golok Vrindavan planet is freely offering his service to the Lord. That is complete independence. Just contrary to this is material overlordship, which we wrongly take to be independence. Many great political leaders have tried to establish independence, but due to such so-called independence, the people's dependence has only increased. The living entity cannot be happy trying to be independent in the material world. One has to surrender, therefore, onto the lotus feet of the Lord and engage in his original eternal service. Dhruva Maharaj regrets that he wanted material opulence and greater prosperity than that of his great grandfather, Lord Brahma. His begging from the Lord was like a poor man's asking a great emperor for a few grains of broken rice. The conclusion is that anyone who is engaged in loving service of the Lord should never ask for material prosperity from the Lord. The awarding of material prosperity simply depends on the stringent rules and regulations of the external energy. Pure devotees ask the Lord only for privilege of serving Him. This is our real independence. If we want anything else, it is a sign of our misfortune. Hare Krishna. Translation again. Because of my state of complete foolishness and paucity of pious activities, although the Lord offered me His personal service, I wanted material name, fame and prosperity. My case is just like that of a poor man who, when he satisfied a great emperor who wanted to give him anything he might ask, out of ignorance asked only a few broken grains of husked rice. Hare Krishna, first of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. So, we are discussing for some time from this pastime of great celebrated personality, Dhruv Maharaj. So, in this particular chapter entitled Dhruv Maharaj Returns Home, we have seen how being pleased with the devotional austerities of Dhruv Maharaj, Lord appears, and so the first aspect of this chapter is appearance of the Lord, then Dhruv Maharaj offers his prayers, then Lord gives some benediction, and in this particular section, Dhruv Maharaj is expressing his regret. So at the beginning of this section, Vidura ask Maitreya Muni. So the third and fourth canto is a conversation which is happening between Vidura and Maitreya Muni. So Vidura is a little bit, he has a question that how come a person like Dhruv Maharaj, who got darshan of the Lord and got benediction from the Lord that he will achieve the abode of the Lord, is still dissatisfied? So in answer to that question, Maitreya Muni starts answering in this particular section. What was the reason behind Dhruv Maharaj's feeling of incompleteness, even after having darshan of the Lord? So Dhruv Maharaj is expressing through these various verses in this section that, as previous speakers have also mentioned, that he in his humility is saying that Narad Muni, who found him in the forest, guided him to go back. But Dhruv Maharaj, being very adamant, wanted something which will help him achieve a goal or a kingdom greater than his great-grandfather. So he's regretting, why did not I listen to Narad Muni? So real servant or subordinate is one who is happy only to see smile on the face of Master and his dear ones. So Dhruv Maharaj is regretting, why did I have any material desire at all? Because when Lord gives benediction, he says you'll get a kingdom as well as your stepmother will also suffer because you had some kind of feelings of hatred because of her dealings with you. So she will have to suffer also. So Dhruv Maharaj was carrying that feeling. Oh, why did I come with that kind of mood? And so a devotee is just wanting to see the smile or make his beloved Lord and his servants, the spiritual master, happy. So therefore a devotee regrets when he comes and approaches Lord with material desires, as is the case with Dhruv Maharaj. Dhruv Maharaj is just setting an example for us. Therefore, to avoid such unpalatable situation, one should constantly monitor or evaluate one's motives and also get it reconfirmed by seniors. So in our devotional practice also, when we come to devotional life, we have to constantly monitor and evaluate what is the desire behind the action I am taking. Is it really to please the Vaishnavas, to please the spiritual master, to please Krishna, or is it there's some hidden agenda which I have in my heart? And also get it reconfirmed through senior devotees. So I was thinking, like, you know, when I was a small child and when small child are taught to cross road. So generally they are said, you should look on the you know, teacher will tell you, while crossing road, you should look in the left direction. Then you should look in the right direction. Then again you should look in the left direction. And then you should tightly hold who is accompanying you, your caretaker, and follow his dictation. So the point is, you have to reconfirm, look in the left direction, whether there's some car coming, look in the right direction, some car is coming. Again you reconfirm, again some car is not coming in the left direction. And still, you should actually, if they're small children, they should actually tightly hold the hand of a parent or their caretaker and follow their dictation, whether to cross or not cross. So in the same way, one should be mindful, like I was contemplating for myself, because the desires may creep in, apart from our devotional service, desire to just serve and please the Lord. So if we don't keep on monitoring, then we may actually end up in a different site. So we will end up on a different place. Okay, so this is this section which is talking about the regret of the Lord. Then secondly, in this particular verse, an analogy is given. Dhruva Maharaj is mentioning that I am like a poor man who approached the king and asked for broken grains of husked rice. So as soon as I read or heard this, then I remembered that story, you know, we must have all heard. So one time, it was king's birthday, and he said, I'll fulfill the desires of anyone who comes. So first, a poor man comes and he says, I don't have a house. So can you build a house for me? So, okay. Another person comes, he says, I don't have a vehicle. So in those days, they used to have chariot. So can you arrange a chariot for me? King said, okay. Third person, he was more of a social worker. So he said, in my village, the roads are not good. So can you build a road in our village? So king said, yes, yes, why not? So he requested. So fourth person came. So he said, so king asked, what do you want? So then the person said that I want your friendship, my lord. So king said, friendship? Please ask something. No, no, I just want your friendship. So then king said, okay. I don't know, it seems like he's not in his senses, but I grant you friendship. So after some days, the minister says, my dear king, you made friendship with this person. So if he's your friend, you need to visit him. Like when we have friendship with someone, we visit on some occasions. So the king said, okay. But the minister said he's not on an equal level, he's very poor. So he said, okay, arrange a big house for him. So they arrange a big house. Oh, he does not have any vehicle. So arrange a chariot for him. Oh, how will you go, king? There's no good road there. So they construct a beautiful road to his house. And then the king goes. So the moral is that how, if you go to the king, why ask for something material? Ask for a relationship with him. So Dhruva Maharaj is also regretting, I asked for some husked rice, broken pieces of husked rice, rather than just an aspect of service to the Lord. So so we can see this beautiful analogy that how, from this story also, what we actually need to seek is a relationship, a loving relationship, a mood of service to the Supreme Lord. Now in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning very nicely about Swarajyam. So Prabhupada says Swarajyam means complete independence. So in this world generally, we feel independence means I have whatever I want to do, I can do. But Prabhupada is very nicely pointing out, a conditioned soul does not want complete independence. Is complete he does not know what is complete independence. And complete independence means to be situated in one's constitutional position. So, generally, you know, like we say regulative principles. So if somebody says regulative principles, oh, I am bound because I have some regulation. But we say regulative principles of freedom. So how can something which gives regulation can give freedom? It's contradictory. So somehow I was just, we have a goshala just behind our Gurukul. So there are a few bulls and cows. So like in the rainy season, the field in front of the Gurukul playground is filled with grass. So I was just thinking, they bring the cows and the bulls and they tie a rope, some few meters of rope, and then tie them so that they can roam around and eat the grass. But sometimes the cow and bulls enters the Gurukul. Like not when it's tied, but sometimes it enters. And what happens is, because the floor is tiled, it starts slipping because the cow or the bull, they need some rough surface to walk. So if the cow and bull feels I need freedom, and he enters, sometimes he enters into the Gurukul, so then actually it's a very dangerous situation for them because they cannot even come out of the Gurukul. They start slipping. It happened once. The cow Tara entered and she's slipping. But on the other hand, if the Gurukul boys or the caretakers, they take the cow and the bull and put it in the field and try a rope, which has some distance, it allows it to graze and be happy. So if a cow thinks, no, no, this is regulation for me, but that regulation actually keeps the cow and the bull happy because he has nice grass to eat, sit, relax. But that independence will actually lead to misery and it will be a precarious situation. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that how real independence is actually to be situated in one's constitutional position, that is in the service of the Lord. And that is what one does when one goes to Golok Vrindavan, Prabhupada is mentioning. So further on, Srila Prabhupada is saying, he gives an example like, I gave the example of the cow and the bull. Prabhupada gives the example of a child. A child plays in complete independence, but is he really independent? No. If he is independent, he may get into some trouble. He may go to the road, not understanding some very fast vehicles are coming. But he is in complete independence, guided by his parents who watch over him. So parents are constantly, mother is constantly seeing what my child is doing. So the child may feel I am independent, but actually he is under the guidance of the mother. Therefore, he can enjoy real independence. Otherwise, he may actually get into some kind of trouble. Then Prabhupada says, independence is not fight with obstacles offered by Maya, but to surrender to Krishna. So independence does not mean, generally, like when any country goes through freedom movement, so it's called freedom struggle. We are going through freedom struggle. So Prabhupada here is mentioning independence is not fight with obstacles, but to surrender to Krishna. So generally, in this world, to get freedom, we need to struggle. To get freedom, we need to struggle. But in the spiritual realm, to actually get freedom, one needs to surrender. So struggle, Prabhupada is saying, is not required. If we struggle with Maya, that is just, this is called struggle for existence. But if you surrender to Krishna, then it is actually you are in real independent situation. So any privilege, real privilege is service as that will satisfy the Lord, Prabhupada says. Real privilege is service that will satisfy the Lord. So that is what any other condition or situation is misfortune, Prabhupada says. So a devotee is always seeking an opportunity to serve and be situated in that. That is what Prabhupada mentions is real privilege. Otherwise, it's just cause of misfortune. Therefore, it said, a person who does not know Krishna or the process of devotional service is unfortunate. But more unfortunate is one who comes to devotional service but still gets entangled in material desires. Why? Because he had an opportunity to surrender to Krishna. He had an opportunity to actually seek this privilege of service to Krishna. But still, he becomes entangled. So, Srila Prabhupada is very nicely in the purport is bringing out this point of independence and what is this regret which Dhruva Maharaj is carrying and any desire apart from service to the Lord is actually misfortune. So today happens to be Bahulashtami and appearance day of Radhakund as per the calendar. So I was also thinking this Bahulashtami episode is also very much in line with the discussion we are having or what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about being only eager for service. So this story comes and if we go to Vrindavan now, there is a kund called Krishna Kund where there are deities of a cow, a calf, a brahmana, a tiger and Krishna to commemorate or to help us remember this particular pastime of Bahula. So there was one cow named Bahula who used to reside during the time of Krishna's pastimes on this material in when he was having his pastimes. So once Bahula was coming back and it's mentioned a tiger came and tiger wanted to eat the cow. So cow started praying and pleading that please, oh tiger, I just want to go and inform my calf, my baby, and then I'll come back. So tiger also agreed, being a tiger in Vrindavan. So he agreed. So the Bahula cow comes to her home and informs the calf of the what she had proposal she had told to the tiger. And also the brahmana, who is the caretaker of the cow and the calf. So after hearing the plight of the cow, both the calf and the brahmana, they say, we will go in your place. So there starts an argument of who will go. So the calf is saying, I'll go. The brahmana is saying, I'll go. So the cow is saying, no, I gave my promise. I'll go. Why you will have to go? So ultimately it happens that all three of them come to the tiger. So the tiger is thinking, oh, today is such a fortunate day. So rather than having one object or person to eat, I have now three. So seeing, and Krishna is the master of Vrindavan, so he could understand this situation and Krishna appears directly there. So the acharyas are mentioning what really inspired Krishna was the truthfulness and integrity of the Bahula cow. And Krishna directly appeared with his Sudarshan Chakra and told you should not eat them. And the tiger also agreed and therefore all lived. And Krishna was very happy with this Bahula cow and he gave benediction that in the next life you will become my consort. So therefore Bahula cow appears as one of the queens of Krishna in Dwarka. And to commemorate this particular pastime, that place where this pastime took place is called Bahula One. And according to some Vaishnava Acharyas, Bahulavan is considered the most sacred of the forest in the Vrindavan area. Why? Because the Radha Kund, which is a very sacred place for Gaudiya Vaishnava, is in that particular Bahulavan. So we can see from this particular pastime that even in such a precarious condition, because of honesty and integrity, Lord was very pleased. Because Lord, she did not ask or pray to the Lord to get relief from some material impediment. She was willing to follow the promise which she gave and give up her life. Being a resident of Vrindavan, where Lord is the king, the Lord personally came to help, to show that when you actually follow the dharma of which is prescribed, then Lord is pleased. Okay, so this is the story of Bahulavan. Also, another important episode which is described is of the appearance of Sri Radha Kund. So, briefly, we'll discuss the pastime which led to this appearance of Radha Kund. So, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an episode of one particular demon who comes on behalf of Kamsa to kill Krishna. His name is Arishta. So, it's mentioned that the Acharyas, like Vishnachikar Thakur Pad, mentioned that Arishtasura came on the twilight, during the twilight time, when Krishna was about to have the Rasa Leela pastimes with the gopis. So, when he appeared, he had a gigantic form. He was in the form of a bull, and his hump was touching the clouds. So even the clouds were hovering over. It appeared like there was a big mountain. Sometimes in we have this Kohoch Fort, and in the rainy season you see a lot of clouds hovering around the mountain. So it appeared as if Arishta's hump was like a mountain, and the clouds were hovering around. And he came in such rage, and like if you see bulls, when they are ready to attack somebody, they are breathing heavily and roaring. So it's mentioned just by hearing the roar of Arishta, the cows and the women had miscarriages. So such was the power of Arishta. And he suddenly came because it's twilight time. So the cows and calves are actually in Vrindavan. So he suddenly came approaching with a roaring sound, and it just disturbed the whole atmosphere. So the cows, the calves, they started running hither and thither. Even the Brajvasis, they started running, and they went. So it's mentioned that how generally when the bulls are about to attack, they use their horn to actually remove the mud from the ground, and they are like using the tip of the toe to actually brush aside the sand within them, within the, you know, on the ground. So they started calling out, "Krishna, Krishna!" The devotees in Vrindavan, and Krishna suddenly appeared, and he was so angry seeing the plight. So he said, he pacified his devotees, the cows and Rajvasis, and then he came, and he first of all chastised, "You fool, Arishta! What are you doing? Why are you bothering? Now I'll teach you a good lesson." So he becomes more upset. Arishta thinks, "Arey, this small boy is chastising me." So then he gets ready, and with his horns pointing towards Krishna, he charges. And Krishna just holds him and throws him 14 steps behind. So Bhagavatam mentioned like two elephants fighting. So when two elephants are fighting, sometimes one elephant just throws the other elephant behind by 14 steps. So similarly, Krishna threw. This really infuriated Arishta. He came further charging again. Now Krishna just held on to the horns of this bull. And it's mentioned by Vishnachakir Thakur, like when we squeeze the water out of a cloth. So Krishna just squeezed this Arishta demon and just threw him, like, you know, we beat to clean the cloths. So he just bit, took out one of his horns, and just killed him. And Jiva Goswami Pad mentions there that actually Krishna did not kill him is just in a rasic way. He's just saying Krishna actually just gave a lot of trouble to Arishta, and Yamraj came personally and killed Arishta in that mood. So then Krishna, after this incident, Krishna came to towards the gopis. Gopis said, "Oh, go away, don't touch us." So Krishna said, "What happened?" He said, "You are a killer of a bull." So then Krishna said, "Bull? He's not a bull. He's asura." No. He came in the form of a bull." So Krishna says, "So what I have to do?" So they say, "You have to take bath in all the holy rivers throughout the whole universe." Krishna says, "What? I'll go throughout the universe? No. It will take so much time, 3 worlds. I'll call all the holy places here." So the gopis say, "Call? No, we don't believe you." So Krishna says, "Okay, I'll show you." So Krishna just puts his thumb in the ground and makes a hole, and then he invites all the holy places to come and enter that hole. So all the personification of different holy rivers, it's mentioned that the salt water personification came, the milk ocean personification came, Ganga personification, Saraswati. So one by one, all of them came in their personified form and entered that kunda, just to confirm to the gopis that all the holy places have come. So Krishna said, "See, all the holy places have come." Krishna took bath and he said, "Now I am relieved of all sin." So then Krishna said, "Oh, I have a kund. What about you? You gopis don't have a kund." So gopis said, Yes, we'll also have one kund." So Krishna said, "Okay, you can take some water from my kund." So the acharyas mention the gopis started digging the earth, and in 2.5 hours they make one kund by digging. And then Krishna says, "You can take some water from my kund." So the gopis say, No. Your kund is become dirty because you took bath there. We'll not take water from there." So they say, "Okay, so what you will do? We'll get water from Mansi Ganga, filling up pots of water." So Krishna says, "Okay." So then Krishna arranges in such a way he could understand the mood of gopis. So Krishna arranged in such a way that personified form of these holy rivers came and started begging to the gopis, "Please accept our service. We want to reside in your kund." So understanding that it is actually the desire of Krishna, gopis headed by Srimati Radharani accept the proposal, and in that kund, all the holy waters enter. So then Krishna becomes very pleased and he says, "Actually, your kund, Radha Kund, it will be named Radha Kund, will be more auspicious than even Shyama Kund, my kund. And I will every day take bath there." And Srimati Radharani also says that my kund is actually like Krishna says that as I am, you are dear to me, your kund is also very dear to me. So every day it's mentioned that different Rasalila pastimes happen around the presence of this Radha Kund. So this is how the appearance of Radha Kund is mentioned in the our acharyas, by our acharyas. I was just thinking another aspect when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya had a strong desire to go to Vrindavan. So as soon as he took sannyas, he was just running towards Vrindavan. But श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय सो श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही वॉज इन एक्सटेसी मैड एक्सटेसी जस्ट वॉन्टिंग टू गो टू वृंदावन बट समहाउ नित्यानंद प्रभु एंड अदर डिवोटीज रिस्ट्रिक्टेड हिम एंड लेटर ऑन ऑल्सो ही ट्राइड फ्यू टाइम्स बट द डिवोटीज डिड नॉट गिव परमिशन सो इट्स मेंशन जस्ट थिंकिंग अबाउट वृंदावन Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy would be many fold. So when he finally managed to come with his assistant Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Lord, when he entered Mathura, it's mentioned that his ecstasy grew 1,000 times. And when he entered the forest of Vrindavan, his ecstasy grew hundreds of thousands of times. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered, he first visited Akrura Ghat, and there was this Brahmana he met in Mathura who was actually, they both started dancing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstasy and the Brahmana. Later, when Lord pacified, he came to his external senses. He was thinking, who is this Brahmana? He asked him, where did you get such ecstasy? He said, actually, I was connected to Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri once visited, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also tells about his connection with Madhavendra Puri, being disciple of Ishwara Puri, who is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So both can understand that actually the source is Madhavendra Puri. And later, the Brahmana is taking Lord and Vallabhadra Bhattacharya personally to different pastime places in Vrindavan and Mathura. So in the 18th chapter of Madhya Leela, there's a description of how Lord Chaitanya once comes to one of the particular forests in Vrindavan. So we'll just read few verses. Very beautifully it's mentioned. এই মাতা মহাপ্রভু নাচিতে নাচিতে আরিত গ্রাম আসে ভাইয়া হাইলা চম্বিতে। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ডান্সড ইন এক্সটাসি, বাট ওয়েন হি অ্যারাইভড এট আরিত গ্রাম হিজ সেন্স পারসেপশন ওয়াজ অ্যাওয়েকেন্ড। সো লর্ড চৈতন্য ওয়াজ ইন সচ এক্সটাসি ইন বৃন্দাবন, হি ওয়াজ অলওয়েজ ইন ইন্টারনাল কনশিয়াস, হি ওয়াজ নট থিঙ্কিং হু ইজ দেয়ার হু ইজ নট দেয়ার, হি ওয়াজ জাস্ট within his hearts of heart just remembering the pastimes in Vrindavan, the gopis, and the bhav of Radharani. But as soon as he entered Arithagram, it's mentioned this is the place where this whole pastime of Arishtasur happened, Arithagram. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his Haila Achambite. He came to his external consciousness. Then Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Arite Radha Kunda Varta Puche Lokasthane Kehe Nahi Kehe Sangera Brahmana Na Jane. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he came to Arit Gram, he started asking, do you know where is Radha Kund? So people said, we don't know. Then he asked the Brahmana who was accompanying them, do you know where is Radha Kund? He said, I also don't know either. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he is further going on, Tirtha Lupta Jani Prabhu Sarvagya Bhagavana Dui Dhanya Shetre Alpa Jalakale Kaile Snana. So it's mentioned Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't understand, these two sacred places have become Lupta. But Lord is Sarvagya, he knows everything, he is a Bhagavan. So Dui Dhanya Kshetra. So there were two Dhanya Kshetra, there were two rice paddies, fields, and within the midst there were like two very small ponds which were considered very insignificant. So Lord suddenly went there and took his bath there. So what was the reaction of people who saw? Dekhi sabha gramya lokera vismaya haila mana preme prabhu kare radha kunde rastavana. So everyone became astonished to see this pastime of Lord Chaitanya. He is taking bath in these two small ponds. The Lord then started offering prayers to Sri Radha Kund. So Lord understood these two places are actually the Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. So Lord starts offering prayers. Sabha gopi haite radha krishne ra priya si teiche radha kunda priya priya rashi sarasi. Of all the gopis, Radharani is dearmost, Lord Chaitanya says. Sabha gopi haite radha krishne ra priya si. Of all the gopis, sabhe gopi haite radha krishne ra priya si teiche radha kund priya priya rashi sarasi. Similarly, of all the holy waters, Radha Kund is very dear to the Lord. Why? Because it is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Yatha Radha Priya Vishnus Tasya Kundam Priyam Tatha Sarva Gopishu Sevaika Vishnur Atyanta Vallabha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further says, just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Krishna, so her lake known as Radha Kund is also very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly most beloved. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is quoting a वर्स फ्रॉम पद्म पुराण विच हैज अ सिमिलर मूड ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य. यही कुंडा नित्य कृष्णा राधिकार संगे जले जला केली करे तीरे रासा रंगे. सो वॉट इज द फर्दर ब्यूटी इन दिस लेक लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड श्रीमती राधा रानी यूज टू स्पोर्ट डेली इन द वॉटर एंड हैव अ रसा डांस ऑन द बैंक्स. सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज ग्लोरिफाइंग दीज टू कुंड. सही कुंडे यही एक बार करे स्नाना तांडे राधा समा प्रेमा कृष्णा करे दाना. सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज इंडीड सही कुंडे यही कबे एक बार करे स्नाना. सो वन हु टेक्स बाथ जस्ट वंस इन दिस कुंड तांडे राधा समा प्रेमा कृष्ण करे दाना. सो वॉट डज लॉर्ड गिव जस्ट बाय टेकिंग वन बाथ इन दिस होली वॉटर्स ऑफ राधा कुंड. Krishna gives the love which Srimati Radharani has for him to that person. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. Kunde Rama Dhuri Yena Radha Rama Dhuri Ma Kunde Rama Hima Yena Radha Rama Hima. The attraction of Radha Kund is as sweet as that of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, the glories of the Kund are as great as Srimati Radharani. So, the Kund is non-different from Srimati Radharani. The glories are non-different and also the sweetness is non-different. So then further Lord Chaitanya is speaking different verses just to highlight this importance of this Radha Kund. Another place where the glories of Radha Kund are highlighted is in Upadeshamrita, if we look the Nectar of Instruction which Prabhupada gave to us, which is a very small book with only 11 verses which are describing what is the roles and responsibilities of a sadhaka. So it starts from very basic level of understanding, but it takes a sadhaka to the highest level of understanding in just 11 verses, from very basic to the highest level of understanding. So in that particular Nectar of Instruction, generally the tendency is, if something is easily available to us, we have a tendency to take it cheaply. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, just by taking one's bath in Radha Kund, we'll get the love which Srimati Radharani has for Krishna. So anyone can go to buy a ticket to Vrindavan, go to Govardhan, take a bath in Radha Kund. So is that just it? So we may take it cheaply. So therefore, it's not so much like one should take bath, but one should take bath under the instructions of the spiritual master, because it's such a high thing, one may not be able to appreciate it. So in Upadeshamrita is mentioned, so there is given a gradation. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. So Mathura is superior because Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathurapuri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan. Why? Because Krishna had his Rasa Leela pastimes. So superior to Mathura is Vrindavan, and superior to forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill. For it was raised by the divine hands of Lord Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. So Krishna used to have lot of very deep pastimes with his devotees in Govardhan Hill, and Krishna personally lifted. So Govardhan is even superior to Vrindavan. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme, for it is overflooded with ambrosial nectarian prema of the Lord of Gokul, Sri Krishna. It's mentioned overflooded with ambrosial nectarian prema. It's mentioned that the whole bhava of Srimati Radharani actually permeated through each and every drop of Radha Kund. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed his principal associates and disciples, the Shat Goswamis, especially Sanatan Goswami and Rup Goswami, he told them that you should excavate the holy places in Vrindavan and erect monumental structures just to commemorate different pastimes. And later on, by their their hard work and their meditations, we have what is now Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, which was later on reconstructed by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And we'll end with another last verse, which is there in the Ishopanishad, the Upadeshamrit, the 11th verse, the last verse. Krishno chaye pranayavasate preyasi bhyopiradha kundam chasya munibhiravitas tadrigeva vyadai yat preshthe rapyalam ashulabham kimpunar bhakti bhajam tat premadam sakridapisarahasnatur aviskaroti. So here, Srila Rupa Goswami is mentioning, this is the last verse. There are only 11 verses. This is the 11th verse of in the Nectar of Instruction. Srila Rupa Goswami says, of the many objects of favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Braj Bhumi, Srimad Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. So even in Srimad Bhagavatam, the name of Srimati Radharani is not mentioned because her love is very of the highest nature, and various reasons are mentioned by Acharyas. But here Srila Rupa Goswami is mentioning this highest lovable mood of damsels of Vrindavan, the gopis, and the highest of all is Srimati Radharani. And in every respect, her divine kunda is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. So as Srimati Radharani is dear to Krishna, the kunda is similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha Kund is rarely attained even by the great devotees. So here he is giving a warning that it's the highest, but it cannot be attained even by the greatest of devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused. So, one just bathes. So, we can actually bathe mentally also every day. So, we don't have to bathe physically. Just if we try to pray and if we get to bathe physically, that is also good by the blessings of Guru and Vaishnavas. But if we can actually get to bathe mentally with the proper consciousness, with the prayerful mood, then actually we can imbibe the mood of the Vraj damsels of Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'd like to end here. Thank you very much for your patient and attentive hearing and listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.